I argue there's more of a threat stream from Al-Qaeda today than we saw even before 9/11.
What does this mean for the U.S.?
Well, it means our challenge of continuing to be successful at keeping a major event out of the United States gets more difficult every single day. Because now you're not watching one center group located in their command area of the tribal areas of Pakistan. You have that problem, and now you have these leaders across northern Africa, across AQ in the Arabian Peninsula. That means it's a bigger, tougher challenge. Now you have this political backlash in the United States going after the very organizations that guys like me beat on every day to go overseas and make sure you get the information that keeps us safe. And I worry that that's a very dangerous recipe for their ability to continue to keep the United States safe from a major terrorist attack.
Syria, the number and the amount, the capability, the skill sets of the foreign fighters that have been going over there. Are the numbers still the same? What are the numbers, actually?
And the numbers are worse. So it is tens of thousands of Al-Qaeda pooling up in the east of Syria, along the Iraqi border. And it's now there is folks coming from Malaysia, U.S., Europe, other Middle East countries. It is a huge and growing problem to the United States.
Mike Rogers is chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. You can read more at WTOP.com. Search National Security. G.G. Green, WTOP News.